Today on Gardening in a Minute, dealing with plant disease. The two most common causes of plant disease are bacteria and fungi, and how you treat your disease depends on which pathogen your plant is infected with. Pathogens can be spread by people, wind, rain, and insects, and can even be found in the soil. But plants that are overwatered and overfertilized are more susceptible to disease. If you have a disease problem, remove the infected tissue or the entire plant and destroy it. Watering a diseased plant can hasten the spread of the pathogen to other parts of the landscape. Always make sure you identify what the problem is before embarking on a treatment. Most diseases can be managed if detected early. But if a plant is continually fighting disease problems, consider replacing it with a lower maintenance choice. For more information about plant disease and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, water quality. Plants need water, but not all water is equally good for them. The quality of the water you irrigate your plants with can affect their success in ways that you haven't even considered. Water from coastal wells and aquifers can often have high levels of salt, especially when water levels are low. Landscapes that use water from these sources should include mostly salt-tolerant plants. Some homes have hard water. Hard water has a high mineral content, which can clog irrigation systems and leave white, filmy deposits on plants. Other landscapes have water with a high pH, which can interfere with plants absorbing iron and other needed micronutrients. Symptoms can include leaf yellowing and deformed growth. Contact your county extension office to find out how to get your pH tested if you suspect problems. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mosquito control. Mosquitoes can really put a wrinkle in our outdoor plans, and controlling them is a constant battle during the warm months in Florida. Many commercial devices are available to homeowners trying to manage mosquitoes, but your best bet for control is to prevent infestations. Look for containers with standing water in your landscape and empty them out, and ask neighbors to do the same. Clean debris from your rain gutters and eliminate standing water on flat roofs, AC units, and other structures. Remember to fix leaky pipes or faucets. Change the water in bird baths weekly and in outdoor pet bowls daily. Stock ornamental ponds with gambusia fish that feed on mosquito larvae. Look for products containing the bacteria BT for water areas that can't be drained. For more information about mosquitoes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sharpening the mower blade. It may seem like a dull chore, but sharpening your mower's blade is actually one of the best things you can do for your lawn. No matter what kind of mower you have, it works by cutting the grass with a blade. But when the cutting edge is dull, it actually tears instead of slicing the grass. Dull blades damage grass, making it more vulnerable to disease, sun damage, and insects like chinch bugs. How often your mower blade needs sharpening depends on the size of your lawn and how often you mow, but a general guideline is at least twice a year. Rotary mower blades should not only be sharpened, but also balanced. Real mower blades should only be sharpened by a professional mower repair service. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, diagnosing diseases. Even the best gardeners must deal sometimes with a disease-stricken plant. But in order to treat the problem, you need to know what disease is on the attack. About 85% of plant diseases are caused by fungi, and there is no shortage of fungi in Florida's warm, humid climate. Bacteria and viruses cause the rest of all plant diseases. To diagnose a plant disease, you need to know the terminology. For example, a spot on a leaf is called a leaf lesion, and as multiple spots grow together, the symptom is called a blight. But a specific diagnosis of a plant disease can be difficult to make based on symptoms alone, so to properly identify a disease, take advantage of the internet and your county extension office. For more information about disease and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.